This is McDonald Max Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Eau Claire Regis High School, home of the Ramblers, in sight of this Western Clover Belt Conference girls basketball game pitting your McDonald Central Max against Eau Claire Regis. McDonald is 19-2 on the season. They are in second place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. More on that in a moment. 19-2, 11-1 in conference play. On the other side, the Ramblers nipping at the heels of McDonald in the conference. They are 9-3 right now, third in the WCC, 16-4 overall for Coach Teddy Joas's squad. McDonald has won 21 in a row at one point in this season, dating back to that playoff run of seven straight games and a state championship in Division 5 last year, and then won 14 games in a row before their first setback of the season against Hudson on the road on January 16th. Then after that, five more wins in a row for McDonald. But Tuesday night, second loss of the season for these McDonald girls as they fell on the road to Fall Creek 49-45, which now puts Fall Creek in the driver's seat in the Clover Belt Conference. They are 18-3 on the season and 12-1 overall. With all due respect to the final opponents for Fall Creek and McDonald, a win tonight for McDonald also gives the Max a very, very strong chance of getting a share of that Western Clover Belt Conference Championship. Fall Creek just needs to defeat Cadott in order to claim hold of at least half of the conference title. McDonald needs to take care of business tonight against Regis, which is easier said than done, and also will need to go on the road and get a win at Thorpe, who's in last place in the conference right now. That will be coming up tomorrow. This is a game, of course, that was rescheduled from the middle of December, and so a game that got snowed out. We're glad to be able to bring it to you here on WOGO. Because of the reschedule, it'll just be me flying solo for a bit, and then Mark Maloney on his way after, again, fulfilling some of his refereeing duties ways away, but we'll be scurrying here to join us for at least the second half. This is a rematch, of course, of the first time these two teams met earlier in the season at McDonald. It was the fourth game of the season for the Lady Max and the fifth for Regis. McDonald won that one 77-50. They were up 15 at the half. Both teams were unbeaten at the time. We'll take a closer look at that as we continue on Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us. We're also on Max TV tonight. Val Knobloch, the intrepid live stream crew, on the road here with us at Regis. If you'd like to watch and listen via McDonald Area CatholicSchools.org, or we have that linked up at WOGO.com as well. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes, and our conversations with both head coaches, starting with Teddy Joas of Regis. It's the Lady Max and the Lady Ramblers here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Sleep. Your baby never does it. Your teenager won't stop doing it. And you just wish you could get more of it when you actually have the chance. Stop tossing and turning and get a better night's sleep with MyPillow's incredible line of pillows, down comforters, plush blankets, Giza Dream Sheets, and mattress toppers. They're the best you'll find anywhere. Save 40% or more with promo code WOGO at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Code WOGO.
At Venture Academy, we're starting off the new year by answering one of the most important questions that we hear parents asking. What should the future of education look like? We believe it should be filled with possibility, adventure, and joy, where students come to school excited to discover a brand new world, all through the lens of a Christian worldview. A future where students boldly pursue their God-given callings in hands-on learning environments. It's this belief that has led us to create Venture Academy, an innovative Christian school that will be opening right here in the Chippewa Valley. At Venture, students will be empowered to own their journey as they develop the character and critical skills needed to embrace a rapidly changing world with confidence, knowing that tomorrow is just waiting to be created. We invite you to come see the Venture Difference at our open house that is being held at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 15th in the Jacobs Well Church. We hope to see you soon.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bob for a deep three. Got it! And the Cardinals in a 12-0 run.
Matty Geisler left open for three. Nailed it! Left wing triple for Matty.
Foyles hands off to Evan.
Back in!
Finally! Ethan to Evan Foyles!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Lady Vax basketball on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. McDonald pregame earlier. We caught up with both head coaches.
Welcome back to Western Cloverbelt Conference basketball on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Also on Max TV tonight. Great matchup, as always, between McDonald and Regis, the Max and the Ramblers. Here with head coach Chetty Joas. And coach, first time McDonald got you, fourth game of the season for them by 27. A pretty much singular effort there by Emily Cooper, 29 points, hit 7 3-pointers. When you look at that game, how much do you take from it? How much do you flush and say it's going to be different on our place?
Yeah, hats off to Emily and McDonald for that game. I thought we had a good game plan coming in. She shot lights out, as you just mentioned. And, you know, even at halftime of that game, I told her, girls, I think we're okay. We were down, I believe, 12 at half. And the way she was shooting, I thought and told them that it'd be hard for her to keep that up, girls. So if we keep playing, I think we can claw our way back in. Well, you know, as you mentioned, the score got lopsided in the second half, and they kind of ran away with it. So credit to them. As for tonight, you know, we're going to be down a player tonight, as we just talked about. So, but we got a game plan here. We're going to go compete the best we can.
Being without, again, a talented player, talented rebounder, and I believe you were out-rebounded by 13 last time, too. So, again, everyone battling on the boards, I would think, would be key for Regis tonight.
Yeah, that's one thing we worked on. I don't know if they're going to employ the same kind of defense they did last time. If they do, we got a couple of wrinkles for it. We have worked on rebounding, and we have become a much more physical team as the year has gone on. So our rebounding has significantly improved since the beginning of the year. But it's definitely going to be a big area tonight, too, because their guards rebound so well.
And finally, Coach, when you look at this McDonald team, they really come at you in waves. I mean, fortunate coaches might be 8 or 9 deep. Coach Cooper probably can go 12 deep with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, he's got a ton of athleticism over there. Credit to them and the program they've established for sure. We know we got a tall task at hand. I believe my girls are ready for it. I could see something in their eyes tonight. They know, and especially my four seniors who've been with me for 4 years now, they know time's kind of running here, and they're ready for this moment. We're going to take pride in this moment, and we're going to do our best we can here to shine tonight in that moment.
Always a great atmosphere when these two teams tangle at Regis. We're looking forward to it, Coach. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks. We got youth night tonight, so there should be a handful of little mini Ramblers running around here to create some chaos and cheering on in the gym, so it should be a fun atmosphere.
That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be back with Coach Cooper after this Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports, live on the road at Eau Claire Regis. Western Cloverbelt Conference game here tonight, here with head coach Don Cooper of McDonald. And Coach, this is the second time this season that we're talking to you after a loss. Again, that's a tough game on Tuesday night against Fall Creek. Yep. I know the last time when you lost a game against Hudson, team 10 times your size, you were a little worried about how the girls would respond, if they would respond well or if they might be a little sluggish. Now you lose to a team in your conference, a team in your division. How do you think they'll respond this time?
I'm hoping really good. They had a great energy. But as I told them, you know, Coach Martsky said it perfectly for Fall Creek. He said, we came out with energy, emotion, passion. We did not. We came out slow. Regis is pumped up. This is their rivalry. They play us tough. So, again, if we don't come out with the passion, it's, I mean, we have to come out with that emotion and passion tonight.
Coach, all of your goals still in front of you. Again, a win tonight puts you in a very good position to get a share of the Western Cloverbelt Conference title and, again, playoffs after that, too. So, again, is it a matter of just, again, remaining focused and saying, let's just look at the task in front of us tonight?
Yes, and closing out our season. We talk about our quarters, and is closing out our quarter on a good note, and that's what we want to do.
When you look at Regis, again, historically, they play you very tough. I know, again, Emily had a phenomenal game. You shot 50% from the field and almost 50% from three when you played them before. But yep. Coach Joas, I mean, again, he usually has some things defensively, schematically, that are tough to deal with.
Coach Joas is a great coach. So he's going to figure out some ways to slow us down and take the ball out of Emily's hands. And, again, Emily is our heartbeat of our team. So, again, we just got to rely on other people, be patient on offense, and hopefully we'll do fine.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. I know you out-rebounded them by 13 last time, and I'm sure the boards will be key again tonight.
Absolutely. It's a key. We, like I said, Fall Creek game, they beat us in every category, paint touches and rebounds, and again, we can't let that happen tonight with Regis.
Hopefully we're back on the winning track. We'll talk to you afterward, Coach.
All right. Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Head Coach Don Cooper's Lady Max pregame continues here on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
McDonald Lady Max basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Swenson with you. Mark Maloney joining us just a little bit later, and it's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's the number two and number three teams right now in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. Your McDonald Central Lady Max on the road at Eau Claire Regis. And for me, the Toyson Ford key to the game is going to be that battle on the boards. McDonald out-rebounded Regis 37-24. When they defeated them 77-50 back in the fourth game of the season. McDonald shot incredibly well, particularly Emily Cooper was just two off her season high of 31 points. She had 29 in that game. But you figure things cool down a little bit sometimes, shooting on an opponent's home floor. And so for McDonald, limiting Regis to one shot and getting some of those offensive rebounds as well could be key here tonight, particularly with Regis's second leading rebounder, Carly Borst, out with injury. That's your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 3 minutes with basketball on WOGO and Max TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bob for a deep three. Got it! And the Cardinals in a 12-0 run.
Matty Geisler left open for three. Nailed it! Left wing triple for Matty.
Foyles hands off to Evan.
Back in.
Finally. Ethan to Evan Foyles.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Starting lineups being introduced for McDonald here at Regis. Callie Goulet, 5'11", senior forward, number 11, 4.4 points, 3.1 rebounds, 1.9 steals per game. Ella Mae Cooper, 5'6", freshman point guard, number 21, 12.8 points per game, second on the team, almost 4 steals per game as well. Emily Cooper, one of the two captains, 5'8", senior point guard, number 22, leads the team at 18.4 points per game, 5.3 rebounds, leads the team at 7.6 assists as well. Aubrey Dorn, 6-foot senior center, number 23, the other captain, 12.2 points per game, third on the team, leads the team with 11 rebounds per game, 4.6 assists, 4.2 steals per game, and a block and change for good measure as well. 5'7", senior guard, number 31, Izzy Hartman, rounds out the starting five for head coach Don Cooper, 6.4 points per game, nearly 3 steals per game for Izzy. Don Cooper, 10th year as head coach of the McDonald Lady Macs, with a career record for girls varsity of 172 victories versus 75 defeats. That's a 70% winning percentage. For the Eau Claire Regis Lady Ramblers, number 1, senior Emma Klink, 5'8", 6.6 points per game. Ava Hyman, 5'9", senior, number 10, 12.5 points per game. Annabelle Schroeder, 5'8", senior, number 13, 3.8 points per game. Kira Olson, the 5'8", junior, 4.8 points per game. And Ashley Chilson averages a double-double, the 6'1", senior, forward and center, number 33, 14.8 points, 10 points per game. They are without Carly Borst, a 5'9", junior, talented athlete, talented track athlete as well. She averages nearly 14 points per game and 7.5 rebounds per game, but will be unavailable tonight because of injury. Teddy Joas, head coach of Eau Claire Regis, and we are ready for basketball as Regis wins the opening tap. It was Chilson against Dorn. Regis in their home white uniforms with Kelly Green numerals and trim black piping. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue tops and bottoms, solid white numerals, lettering, and trim. Regis going left to right as we look at it here in Eau Claire. And working around the perimeter right now, Ava Hyman up top. She has 37 three-pointers made on the season. Leaves it for Annabelle Schroeder. Schroeder, the senior, straddling the three-point arc right wing against the long arm of the law on Aubrey Dorn. Drops it down in a five-second call as Schroeder could not get rid of the ball in time. That's our first turnover of the night, and it goes to McDonald again. Regis coming off a dominating win Tuesday night, 64-18 over Stanley Boyd. McDonald, just their second setback of the season, also on Tuesday on the road against a powerful Fall Creek team. Split the season series with the Crickets, fell 49-45 on Tuesday. We'll see how the Macs bounce back. LMA Cooper, right wing, working a dribble. Outside that Kelly Green arc, drops it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn pulls up from 5 feet and good. 2-0 McDonald. McDonald coming out with some pressure. Schroeder across the timeline. Pulls it up at the left elbow. Schroeder now maintaining a right-handed dribble, and she has it just ripped loose. Aubrey Dorn took it away, almost lost in the backcourt. Dorn looking for an outlet, finds Emily Cooper. Emily had 7 3-pointers, 29 points against Regis in that game back in the second week of December up at McDonald. Minute and a half in. Lady Macs lead 2-0. Aubrey Dorn, left elbow, drops down for Izzy Hartman along the baseline. Leaves it for Aubrey outside the line. Aubrey puts on the floor with the right hand, comes to a jump stop to LMA on the right wing. LMA Cooper down the lane, pull up, 8-foot runner, no. Pops in and out, rebound pulled in by Kara Olson, and a foul call on McDonald. Izzy Hartman got a little tangled up down there. 16-19 to go here in the first half, early going on WOGO Sports. Also watch and listen tonight. Max TV, our producer, board operator, back at the WOGO home base in Halley, is Zach Wycheck. Val Knobloch here with Max TV. I'm Caleb Swenson. Mark Maloney will be joining me after he makes his way here after reffing a ways away. Going across that R at midcourt is Schroeder. Drops it off right side for Kara Olson. Olson holding it, two hands above her head, leaves for Emma Klink straight on between the wheels. The senior puts it on the floor with the right hand, drops down to the right wing. McDonald leading 2-0, not quite 2 minutes into the first half. Kara Olson drops down into the paint, and another steal for Aubrey Dorn. Push ahead, LMA Cooper. LMA ahead of everyone into the lane, 4-2. 4-0 McDonald. LMA Cooper, her first basket in a couple games, actually. A whistle on the other end and a blocking foul. LMA, again, 12.8 points per game, but was held scoreless on Tuesday night against Fall Creek. Foul will send Ava Hyman, the 5'9 senior, to the line, shooting two. That's McDonald's second foul in the first on LMA Cooper. Hyman's first free throw is good. Mark Maloney making his way here. As Hyman cuts the deficit for Regis down 4-1. Hyman's second free throw is good. And it's 4-2. And welcome, Mark Maloney. I didn't have to go too long without someone to give me a breath. I appreciate it.
We got through those games pretty quickly tonight.
Didn't call many fouls?
No, we both kind of swallowed our whistles.
Emily Cooper drops down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn high off the window, too strong. Rebound batted out. McDonald cannot take it away. Coming the other way for Regis. The Ramblers, Emma Klink, kick out for a deep three. That one well off the mark. And McDonald now moving right to left. LMA Cooper with a toe on the arc in the left corner, working against Chilson at 6'1". Cooper flips it back to Emily Cooper. Left corner pocket three. That one rattles in and out. Offensive rebound. Put back. Yes. Counted and a foul for Dorn. Hoop and harm for the McDonald senior, who is asserting herself early and often. She has 4 points and going to the line looking for five. That's the first team foul against the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. That one went against Izzy Reichert. Free throw is short for Dorn. Ashley Chilson now will lead the break. She's got a turn of speed. The senior stripped on the way to the hoop by Emily Cooper. Dorn ends up with a loose ball. Push ahead. Down the lane. Up. No, but a foul. Goulet going to the line, shooting two. As Aubrey Dorn has been absolutely around every single loose ball and creating some of those loose ball opportunities as well. It is youth night here tonight. Great to see a lot of little Ramblers here at Eau Claire Regis. First free throw is too long for Callie Goulet.
Might need those later on.
Goulet back to the line, trying to split a pair of free throws. McDonald leading 6-2. Second one is off the front rim, no. And rebound back to Regis. Annabelle Schroeder, right wing. Aubrey Dorn out on her, top of the key. Swings left side for Reichert, and a travel called against Eau Claire Regis. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. Also get those Mardi Gras tickets for this Saturday. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org as well. LMA Cooper down the right side of the lane. Kick out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn puts on the floor with the left hand. Goes up strong. Challenged by Chilson at the rim. A block, but right back to Dorn. Dorn flips out to Emily Cooper. Cooper leaves for LMA. Left of the circle. 6-2 McDonald to Emily Cooper. Big head fake, and she stepped on the sideline, actually.
She did.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Chilson flips it in from the side out of bounds to Annabelle Schroeder. Schroeder across that R at midcourt here at Regis, matched up against Aubrey Dorn. Right side, a quick three on the way. That one off the side of the rim, and Karam's out of bounds. The miss from Emma Klink. And ball back to McDonald. Kara Olson's going to sub back in here for Coach Teddy Joyce and Regis, and Annabelle Schroeder. We'll take a break. Again, if you're just joining us, Eau Claire Regis without their second-leading scorer and second-leading rebounder, Carly Boris, the 5'9 junior, and we'll certainly wish her well. She's out with injury. LMA Cooper high on the right side to Emily Cooper, back to little sister. LMA up top, looking at the high post, nothing there right now. Drops off for Emily Cooper up top between the wheels. Cooper, high post feed, Dorn turns and faces the basket, puts on the floor with the left hand, tried to sneak a bounce pass down low. It's loose on the floor, and picking it up is Emma Klink. Going to Ava Hyman. Hyman across the timeline, being hassled by a couple McDonald defenders, able to get rid of it. On the left side, Kara Olson. Olson a kick out for a 16-foot baseline jumper. That one's too strong. Long rebound over in the corner, tracked down by LMA Cooper. Cooper weaving across traffic, middle of the floor, and a whistle and a foul called against the Ramblers. 13:09 to go in the first half. McDonald leading 6-2. Three team fouls now against Regis, two against McDonald. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at Stelter.
Bless you.
I think I turned the mic off in time.
You did.
StelterIncorporated.com. See, another reason I'm so glad you're here. 6-2 McDonald on the road at Regis. LMA Cooper up top, pulls up, 16-foot jumper, side of the rim, no rebound. Pulled down by Chilson and a loose ball foul on Aubrey Dorn. And Siegenthaler just came into the game for McDonald as well. The 5'6 freshman forward, number zero, averaging over 6 points per game, shooting 65% from the field. Aubrey Dorn picked up her first, team's third. McDonald with some backcourt pressure here as Klink subbed out for Regis. Long cross-court pass hauled in by Hyman. Gets it across the timeline to Chilson. The 6'1" senior offensive foul. She kind of shrugged off LMA Cooper. Also for McDonald on the floor now is Kylie Jensen, the 5'6" senior guard, number 34. Her season high is 10 points. She had that season high against Regis back in December. That game was the 5th of December, fourth game of the season for McDonald, and Kylie hit 2 3-pointers in that game at 6 rebounds and 10 points. Early 4-point lead for the Lady Macs. Siegenthaler in the right corner, up top to Jensen. Kylie between the wheels. These are for LMA Cooper on the left wing, outside the arc. LMA thinking a little bit about a three. Out to big sister Emily, leaves for LMA in the left corner. Now she'll take a three online, just a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound and Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler for LMA Cooper, opposite side of the floor in front of the Regis bench. Finds Emily Cooper down to Dorn. Dorn turning, facing the hoop, goes up strong. Her shot maybe changed a little bit on the way up, and it's off the mark. Kara Olson with a rebound.
That was a good defensive play.
Olson across the timeline. Shoots over to the right corner. The whipping in the post. Kick out to that right corner again for a 17-foot jumper, and that one hits the support on the side of the backboard. And it's out of bounds.
If they say it was tipped.
Yeah, staying with Regis. 6-2 McDonald. Inbounds for Regis. Ava Hyman. Hyman in the right corner. Up top to Kira Olsen. Back to Hyman. She'll take a three looking for her 38th of the season, and she drains it. It's a one-point game. That's Ava Hyman for three. 6-5 McDonald. Regis's defense has allowed them to wait for their offense to catch up here. Emily Cooper up top between the wheels. He's for LMA. Cooper left wing against Chilson. Drops down in the post. Good position by Aubrey Dorn, but is swatted away. Knocked out of bounds. Quick hands there for Izzy Reichert, the 5'11 sophomore. Klink is going to come back in for Regis. LMA Cooper subs out, and Izzy Hartman in for the Lady Mavs. 11-11 to go, 6-5 here in the first half. McDonald with the lead in a low-scoring first half. Inbounds has to be saved by Emily Cooper to Izzy Hartman. Izzy gives it right back near midcourt. Emily putting it on the floor with the left hand, goes behind her back outside the arc left wing. Matched up against Klink.
Regis is playing tough man-to-man defense.
Emily Cooper crosses over, runs one up with the left hand. Beautiful teardrop from just outside the paint. That's the first point of the night for Emily Cooper. Even in that loss to Fall Creek, she had 20 points at four threes. And speaking of threes, one missed from the left wing by Regis. Push ahead to Siegenthaler. Nice drop-off pass. Izzy Hartman leans in for two. Little finger roll by Izzy for her first basket. 10-5 McDonald. Ashley Chilson going in hard. And Chilson, speaking of first baskets, gets hers. As no one stopped the 6'1" senior, she barreled down that left side of the paint. And Siegenthaler left wing. Siegenthaler open for three, takes a three. Back rim, no. Long rebound out to Siegenthaler, her second offensive board of the night. To Kylie Jensen. Jensen loops it over right wing outside the arc for Izzy Hartman. Hartman back to Kylie. Reverses court. Over to Emily Cooper, high post feed of the left elbow. Kick out Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler skip over to Kylie Jensen on the right wing. Back to Emily Cooper. Cooper's doubled. Flips to Kylie. Kylie, deep three, right wing. Whoa. Book it.
We'll take that.
Picking right up where she left off against Regis. Kylie Jensen makes it 13-7, the Lady Mavs. Whistle far side of the floor and a foul. Hopefully this isn't going against Aubrey Dorn. That would be her second.
Nope.
It's Izzy Hartman's first instead. McDonald's fourth. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's Quality Propane and Fuels. 13-7 McDonald, getting closer to the halfway point of the half, and another unforced error from Regis as the pass sails over the head of Ava Hyman. Turnover on Ashley Chilson, and with 9:32 to go, McDonald has the basketball, leading by six. Emily Cooper will jog it across midcourt. Jensen, Dorn, Kendall Heffler, and LMA Cooper, five on the floor for Coach Don Cooper. A block by Chilson as she erased the shot from Aubrey Dorn. Athletic play for the senior there.
She's a tall girl.
Heffler, as we mentioned, the 5'9" junior forward, her first action tonight. Fill number one, Emma Klink, goes all the way across the floor to Ava Hyman, who almost lost it out of bounds. Hyman back to Klink, right wing, high on the right. Skips it over left side. That's Reichert. Reichert for Hyman on the left wing. Hyman to Klink, trying to force feed into the paint. Pops back out to Regis after it was tipped off a couple McDonald players. Hyman in the left corner. Quick trigger on a three for Regis. Oh. That one's good. Izzy Reichert. A nice shot for the Ramblers. And they cut the McDonald lead in half, 13-10. McDonald's hit 1-3, Regis 2 here on their home floor. Kendall Heffler, the junior, back out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen high on the right. Picked up there by Annabelle Schroeder. Between the wheels right now, Emily Cooper. Cooper matched up against Hyman. To LMA Cooper. Right side. A feed into the post. Nice back cut down low, but shot blocked again. Heffler's attempt
there
knocked away by Chilson, and Heffler just stayed with it and took it away from Chilson from behind. Now Emily Cooper up top to Aubrey Dorn left wing. Aubrey thought about a deep three. Goes at the high post, gives it back to Aubrey. Aubrey now will take a three from the left wing. That one comes up short. Scrabble for the rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Regis, staying with McDonald.
Maybe why Aubrey took too long to think about that.
Kendall Heffler's going to come out. Callie Goulet back in. Great, great hustle on that play from
yes.
Heffler, who's giving up
so
about 4 inches to Ashley Chilson, and Chilson with a block, but Kendall just quick coming back down the floor. Aubrey Dorn spinning, faking the lane, kick out into the right corner. That's LMA Cooper. LMA against Annabelle Schroeder. LMA flips over to Emily Cooper. Cooper almost lost it as she's doubled on the right wing. Again, she scored 29 against them. Finds a wide open teammate. No for Kylie Jensen. Gets her own rebound. Kylie going hard to the hoop. Shot won't fall, but a foul. Credit Callie Goulet with helping trigger that offensive rebound and second chance opportunity for Kylie Jensen. And the McDonald senior going to the line, shooting two. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. First free throw rattles in for Kylie. Service Master, carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. That's ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Chilson, her first break here tonight.
That was just her second foul she picked up.
Team's fifth. Kylie Jensen, second free throw. That one gets a lot of rim and goes in as well. 5 points for Kylie Jensen. That's a team high for McDonald, and their lead is 5-15-10. With just over 7:20 to play here in the first half. Regis on the drive. That's Schroeder. Schroeder hit on the way to the hoop, counted in a foul. No, they might say it was on the ground. Are they counting that basket?
Nope, they did not. They said it was on the ground.
So, Regis will inbound from the baseline, two at the blocks, two at the elbows. Waiting, looking, dropping in. It goes through the arms of Ava Hyman. She's able to get it back on the left wing. Up top, Annabelle Schroeder. Schroeder to Klink, right wing. Back to Schroeder, and back to Klink. On the right arc, 15-10, McDonald. Schroeder drops in the left corner. That's Izzy Riker. Hit a three from that corner a little bit ago. Knocked out of bounds by the quick hands of Emily Cooper. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Lady Mags. Timeout on the floor. We're back in half a minute on WOGO.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Val Knobloch with us as we are on Max TV tonight, as well as 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com, live streaming and podcast there. Regis with another new substitute, Malia Cassing, 6'1" junior. They've got some good height on this team. Comes into the game. A kick out for Klink, and Klink for three from the right wing. 3 different players have hit a three for Regis, and the McDonald lead is trimmed to 2, 15-13. LeMay Cooper on the floor, drive down the lane, pops it up and in from 8 feet out. LeMay, her second basket tonight. Katie Ruff just came in, the 5'10 senior center, number 15 for McDonald, along with Callie Goulet, both Cooper sisters, on the floor there as well. And Kylie Jensen rounds out the 5 on the floor for McDonald. Lead 17-13. Drop down to Cassing. She lost it out of bounds. Pass a little bit too tall. And possession back to McDonald. Aubrey Dorn's going to come in, along with Ann Siegenthaler, Goulet, and Ruff will take a seat. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. LMA Cooper up top between the wheels with her team leading 17-13. Cooper in the right corner. She'll step back for three. That one off the side of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Regis in the corner. Izzy Reichert across the timeline goes right side to Klink. Klink up top. An offensive foul called underneath. Illegal screen. I think they had got Schroeder with that one for Regis. And that is the last foul to give for the Ramblers. So McDonald's shooting bonus the final 5.5 minutes of this first half. And great crowd on hand here. There usually is between Regis and McDonald, but it's also youth night here. LMA Cooper in the left wing. They left her open for three, and she makes them pay. Left corner pocket splash.
She took her time on that one.
LMA Cooper with 7 points. That's a game high. 20-13, McDonald. Pass down low. Cassing gets good position, and Aubrey Dorn doesn't want to pick up her second foul, and Cassing in for her first basket. She averages just under 3 points per game. 20-15, McDonald. Kylie Jensen down the lane. Kick out LMA Cooper in the right wing. Cooper pulls up from 18 feet. Nailed it. She is feeling it tonight. Again, it just seems so odd on Tuesday night that LMA was held without a basket against a powerful Fall Creek team, but you just don't hold a player this good down. And it looks like the freshman starting to find her groove here on the road at Regis. Regis finding their groove from offensive. From outside the arc, rather, is Ava Hyman with the three. That's her second. 22-18, LMA Cooper, another three. This one from the right corner. She's anything you can do, I can do better, Cooper says. 25-18, McDonald. Now a whistle and a blocking foul called on LMA Cooper. With 4:04 to play, McDonald holding on to a 7-point lead. A reminder as well that Midwinter Mardi Gras is coming up on Saturday at McDonald. Make sure you get your tickets. A great raffle as well. You can get your event tickets at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Go to the school again tomorrow would be your opportunity to get those cash raffle tickets. Event tickets available there or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. More on Mardi Gras in a moment. Shilson back in there. Almost loses the handle in the paint. Right side. Working the opposite side with Hyman. Hyman to Cassing. Kick out. The workaround to Klink in the right corner. Regis' three-point shooting holding them in this game. And another three goes down from right of the arc. Izzy Reichert, her second three-point hit. 25-21. McDonald leads by four. Fouls even at six apiece, by the way. Up top, Emily Cooper. Crowd wanted a travel on LMA. LMA Cooper left wing. Holds it on her right hip, directing some traffic. Flips up to Emily Cooper near midcourt. Back to Kylie Jensen, who has 5 points of her own. To LMA Cooper right wing. LMA probing into the lane, testing. Work against Chilson. Pulls back up from 14 feet. No offensive rebound. Put back, yes. Counted and a foul. And one for Aubrey Dorn.
Very good hustle there by Aubrey on that, cleaning up those rebounds.
Second chance for a three-point play tonight for the McDonald's senior, Aubrey Dorn. Again, mark those calendars. You don't have long to wait. Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising this Saturday at McDonald. 100% of proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. Free throw is perfect for Aubrey Dorn. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, a New Orleans-themed small plate buffet, and don't miss that cash raffle. Grand prize, $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets. Event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras this Saturday at McDonald's. So many people working so hard on this huge event. Support the school and students. Come this Saturday. Make sure you get those tickets. Three-point shot missed from the right corner. By Regis coming the other way. Claire Ruff drops it down to Ann Siegenthaler. Freshman to freshman. Back out to senior Aubrey Dorn. Dorn off the glass. Too strong. Rebound. And a foul against McDonald's Kendall Heffler. Claire Ruff came into the game. Claire, 5'8" freshman guard, averaging just over 4 points per game. That was the team's seventh foul, by the way. So the officials are going to be sending Regis down to shoot a 1-1. 2:46 to play in a 7-point game. McDonald leading 28-21. Regis trying to pull a little bit closer here at the foul line with Ava Hyman. Hyman, this is a 1-1, and she's off the mark. Back rim rebound snared and pulled in by Aubrey Dorn. To Emily Cooper. Cooper's been held to just 2 points here in the first half, as that was obviously a key for Regis, slowing down the McDonald senior. Ella Mae Cooper, though, has been prolific here in the first half. High post entry feed, Aubrey Dorn. Now she's outside the arc, straddling the arc. Skips over to Siegenthaler, 14-foot jumper along the baseline back rim. No offensive rebound. Falling away, putting it up and in is Claire Ruff.
Very good rebound. She was in the right spot. Nice putback.
30-21, largest lead of the night for McDonald, up 9. Into the left corner, another good look at a 3. Reichert has it pop in and out. Ashley Chilson grabs the offensive rebound. Chilson has her pass along the baseline, stolen by the quick hands of Claire Ruff. Aubrey Dorn driving along the left baseline. Tries a runner that hits the underside of the backboard, and Chilson coming out of there with a head of steam. Chilson trying to go coast to coast down the lane. Way too strong off the glass. Rebound, McDonald. Push ahead to Emily Cooper from Kendall Heffler. Emily Cooper down the lane. Too strong off the glass. Rebound fought for underneath. Siegenthaler has it out to Ruff. A whistle and a foul. Nope, held ball. Possession going to McDonald as Regis will sub in Kara Olson. Pace picking up quite a bit here. Yeah. Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. That's Wynn Family Dentistry. Claire Ruff to inbound underneath the hoop. Her team up 30-21. Out to Aubrey Dorn, left baseline. Dorn probing into the lane against Cassing. Drops it down to Claire Ruff. Ruff loses it on the floor, and she'll skip it out, and it's stolen by Annabelle Schroeder. Schroeder is fouled.
Yep.
Siegenthaler trying to play pickpocket. Instead, will send Schroeder to the line, shooting another 1-1 eighth team foul against McDonald. Minute 30. To play. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wurzgalla.com. That's wurzgalla.com. First free throw is good for Annabelle Schroeder. That's her first points tonight. Our coverage tonight is also brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. Timeout on the floor.
Full time
we
out.
Are back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. This is Lady Max Basketball. Back in a minute.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball here on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Annabelle Schroeder at the line for Eau Claire Regis. McDonald leads on the road here 30-22 with just over a minute and a half left. Second free throw is good for Schroeder. She's 2-for-2 from the line here tonight. And the Lady Max lead trimmed back to 7. Emily Cooper across the timeline, working a slow right-handed dribble. Both teams are in the bonus here, so McDonald taking a little time, trying to make Regis stretch that defense out. Emily Cooper up top, drops off for LMA. Cooper has a game-high 12 points here in the first half, including 2 threes. Emily Cooper up top. Cooper puts it on the floor with the right hand, leaves over right side. And they'll go high post, turning and facing the hoop, working the pivot foot. Aubrey Dorn backtracks with the dribble outside the arc, finds Kendall Heffler. Heffler with a shot fake in the right corner, shoots it up top. Emily Cooper, 46 seconds to play. McDonald leading 30-23. We'll see how much clock they drain here on this potentially final possession. Aubrey Dorn back out to Emily Cooper to LMA Cooper, high on the left. Working the dribble between the wheels. High pass to Emily Cooper, drops down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn back into LMA Cooper, and a whistle and a travel call against McDonald's LMA Cooper. Max actually had a good opportunity there on the post feed to Aubrey Dorn. A great backside cut from Kendall Heffler, but nobody saw her. 22.4 seconds remaining, 30-23 McDonald leading here late going in the first half, and Regis with the basketball, and you would assume the Ramblers are going to play for one here. Kara Olsen up top, goes right side, knocked away out of bounds by Kylie Jensen. Good hands there from the McDonald senior. Halftime show, we'll have our stats, highlights, analysis, and Mark Maloney's military shout-outs as we wind down the regular season of our McDonald basketball coverage here on WOGO. Inbounds up top, Ava Hyman. Hyman floats over right side. That's Chilson. 8 seconds to play. Chilson is going to get it back on the right wing. Tough catch. She's doubled over there, and she stepped on the sideline. So McDonald will take possession back with 1.4 seconds to play here in the first half.
Checking in for the Ramblers.
We'll help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. SIM4Kids.com to find out more. SIM4Kids.com. Dorn to Kendall Heffler. Heffler will throw it from half court and doesn't quite get the backboard. But an entertaining first half all the same. At the break, the McDonald Lady Macs lead on the road at Regis 30-23. We'll step out and take a 3.5 minute break. Be back with our halftime show here on the road at Eau Claire. Good to have you with us. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports and Macs TV, back in 3.5.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bob for a deep three. Got it! And the Cardinals, a 12-0 run.
Maddie Geisler left open for 3. Nailed it! Left wing! Triple for Maddie.
Foyles hands off to Evan.
Back in! Finally! It goes in!
Finally!
Ethan to Evan Foyles!
advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Half time here at Eau Claire Regis. McDonald leading the Ramblers 32-23 in this Western Cloverbelt Conference game. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. And before we get into some of the stats and highlights, your impressions of this first half, I know you got to see most of it. So
Yes. And I was at the Fall Creek game the other night, too, and we watched that one. And the girls are playing much better. I don't think they played very well at Fall Creek. Not discounting Fall Creek. Fall Creek played a very, very good game. But the McDonald girls, it seemed like they were off. Like you said, LMA only had a couple of points. Her shooting was way off. We had way too many turnovers. We had a lot of turnovers in that game. And then and we missed a lot of bunnies, too. So there was a lot of things that just fell apart against Fall Creek, and that's too good of a team to have things falling apart. So I'm hoping that the second half comes out here. We're up by 7 here, so I hope that we come out here in the second half and maybe just open it up a little bit better.
Well, both teams have put 6 players in the scoring column as Eau Claire Regis is led by 8 points from Ava Hyman. She's hit 2 threes. Regis has canned 5 triples in the first half, so 15 of their 23 points have come from beyond the arc. 6 points, both on 3-point makes for Izzy Reichert, and then 3 points for Emma Klink, 2 apiece for Malia Cassing, Annabelle Schroeder, and Ashley Chilson for Eau Claire Regis. On the other side for McDonald, how about 2 threes, 5 made field goals, and 12 points in the first half for LMA Cooper. The freshman Aubrey Dorn was 7 points, 5 for Kylie Jensen, 2 apiece for Claire Ruff, Izzy Hartman, and Emily Cooper. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights here on WOGO Sports and Max TV on Youth Night at Eau Claire Regis, working against Chilson at 6'1". Cooper flips it back to Emily Cooper. Left corner pocket 3. That one rattles in and out. Offensive rebound. Put back. Yes. Counted and a foul for Dorn.
He just is playing tough man-to-man defense.
Emily Cooper crosses over. Runs one up with a left hand. Beautiful teardrop from just outside the paint. Will kick out Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler skip over to Kylie Jensen on the right wing. Back to Emily Cooper. Cooper's doubled. Flips to Kylie. Kylie deep 3. Right wing.
Whoa.
Book it.
We'll take that.
Picking right up where she left off against Regis, Kylie Jensen. Youth night here. LMA Cooper in the left wing. They left her open for 3, and she makes them pay. Left corner pocket splash.
She took her time on that one.
Jensen down the lane. Kick out LMA Cooper in the right wing. Cooper pulls up from 18 feet. Nailed it. She is feeling it tonight. That's her second. 22-18, LMA Cooper, another 3, this one from the right corner.
She's
anything you
too.
Can do, I can do better, yeah. Cooper says. To her own, to LMA Cooper right wing. LMA probing into the lane, testing. Work against Chilson, pulls back up from 14 feet. No offensive
nice.
Rebound, put back, yes, counted, and a foul, and one for Aubrey Dorn.
Very good hustle there by Aubrey on that, cleaning up those rebounds.
Though has been prolific here in the first half. High post entry feed, Aubrey Dorn. Now she's outside the arc, straddling the arc. Skips over to Siegenthaler, 14-foot jumper along the baseline back rim. No offensive rebound. Falling
nice.
Away, putting it up and in is Claire Ruff.
Very good rebound. She was in the right spot.
Those are your first half highlights as McDonald leads 30-23 here at the half at Regis. We are back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Lady Max Basketball here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's time for our halftime tradition. That's Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we got Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base. He got home a couple days after his daughter's first birthday, so they were glad to have Dad back home. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Craig Hovland at Scott Air Force Base, and I think he just got a promotion coming up here, Greg Hovland did. Sarah Pass and Bovey with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota Air Guard. Kristen Levesser Davis with the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Bill in the Security Forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Austin Tollison is in the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lake, Illinois. Jordan Chartran is at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. John Hayton is in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson is active duty Navy. Wayne Trimble just posted today that he is at 24 years, 5 months, and 2 days, to be exact, as of today, in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart down at Lackland Air Force Base. Noah Christofferson is an Army Specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad with the Army Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-High grad, is at Hill Air Force Base. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines, and I want to get this list a little bigger here for playoff run. Let's see if we can't get a few more people added.
And you can always reach out to us through our website, WOGO.com, or WOGO at WOGO.com to email, or get in touch with Mark Maloney as well. We will get those names added to this list. And hopefully we'll have many more times to mention them if McDonald boys and girls can make some deep playoff runs, as we are hoping for. I have to get the job done here tonight against Regis to hopefully solidify a number one seed. Hopefully they've done enough for that already, but you never know. Regis starts out with the basketball, and Shilson drives in hard and misses one point blank, and Aubrey Dorn pulls down the rebound. They call a held ball, and that was dangerous for Shilson, as she was a whisker away maybe from picking up her third foul very early in the second half. But held ball possession, McDonald.
She made a great move there, and missed a bunny, but
everything but the shot there from Ashley Shilson.
Okay with that.
The 6'1 senior, very, very talented. You don't want her to get going. No. Again, she averages almost 15 points per game, only has 2 so far in this one. Emily Cooper, right wing, drops down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn right of the paint. Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet, and Ella Mae Cooper round out the original starting five. Back on the floor here to start the second half. Emily Cooper, a runner from just outside the paint. No. Rebound tracked down in the corner for McDonald. Out to Ella Mae Cooper. Izzy Hartman triggers the second chance opportunity here for the Lady Max. Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper drops at the high post of the foul line out to Ella Mae Cooper, who had a game-high 12 points in the first half. Ella Mae trying to stay hot. She is. 14-foot jumper in the lane. That's 14 for Ella Mae Cooper. Her season average is just under 13. 32-23 palindrome on the scoreboard. McDonald with the advantage. Up top is Emma Klink against Ella Mae Cooper. Klink drops at the high post for Izzy Reichert, who had a couple threes in the first half. Shilson just outside the lane. Backs it out beyond the arc. Shilson puts on the floor with the left hand, pulls up from 10 feet. No. Rebound secured by McDonald. Emily Cooper ahead to Callie Goulet. Goulet runs in one on two off the glass. A little bit too strong.
Very good shot. Good lead pass there by Emily.
Callie runs the floor so well.
Yeah, that just didn't go down.
Ava Hyman leaves it on the left side for Annabelle Schroeder. Schroeder working off a screen. Kicks into the right corner for Klink. Regis moving the ball very quickly. Schroeder Left baseline against Aubrey Dorn. At the foul line, nice pass by Schroeder and cutting to the hoop for two, Izzy Riker. That was pretty for the Ramblers. 32-25, McDonald. Both teams with a bucket here in the second half. Up top, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn wide open for three. She can hit him too.
We'll take it.
Straight on, straight in. Aubrey Dorn into double digits. 35-25, McDonald's biggest lead of the game. Just over 15 minutes to go, driving hard down the right side of the lane and drawing some contact and a foul and a trip to the line. Ashley Chilson, I think that one will go against LMA Cooper.
They called it on Emily.
They called it on Emily Cooper, which is odd because I didn't think Emily was in the vicinity.
I didn't either.
That's the first whistle against either team here in the second half. And the first on Emily Cooper. Chilson is perfect on the free throw. She has 3 points. 35-26. McDonald with the lead. Second attempt here for the Regis senior. And that one rattles in as well. So 4 points for Chilson. 8 points the lead for McDonald. 35-27 with 15-20 and counting. Cooper up top. Emily Cooper on the right wing. Crossing over, going between her legs in front of her own bench. Flips over to LMA Cooper high on the left. LMA drops it off for Emily. Thought about a really deep three, and she stepped on the sideline.
Again. She drops that back heel. Yep.
Will help your kids develop healthy dental habits that will last a lifetime. Start them at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Smiles in Motion's board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. That's sim4kids.com. Nice block by Aubrey Dorn down low as Chilson had some pretty good position. Now LMA Cooper wants to run the other way. Cooper to Izzy Hartman. Hartman going in high off the glass and scores.
That developed way at the other end by that block by Aubrey.
Izzy has 4 points. McDonald's lead is back to 10, 37-27. For Regis up top is Reichert. Reichert just a sophomore, good size at 5'11". LMA Cooper steals it from Emma Klink. Cooper now one-on-one against Klink. Goes hard to the rack, scores, counted, and a foul hoop and harm for the McDonald freshman. She has 16, looking for more. 39-27, McDonald up 12. And looking for more as Emily Cooper will take a break. And Siegenthaler in, Kylie Jensen in. Callie Goulet also taking a seat for Coach Don Cooper and the Lady Macs. Looking for three the old-fashioned way. LMA Cooper, the freshman. Game high, 16 points right now. Free throw is good as well. She's an 86% foul shooter. 40-27, McDonald.
Good to see him opening this up.
Schroeder across the foul line, goes right side for Riker. Back to Schroeder between the wheels. Klink left wing. Good close up by LMA Cooper, prevents a three. Reichert at the foul line drops down to Chilson. Chilson doubled, kick out, right wing three. That one back rim, no for Regis, the miss by Annabelle Schroeder. Kylie Jensen, McDonald senior across the timeline, leaves for LMA Cooper on the right wing. LMA one dribble, then drops it down along the left baseline. Quick touch pass out to Kylie Jensen. Back to LMA Cooper. Cooper down the lane, off the back rim, gets the shooter's touch. She's got it rolling tonight. 19 for LMA Cooper. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out, be back after this.
60 seconds.
In 1 minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
McDonald Lady Max basketball with 13:40 to go in the game. McDonald's starting to open things up a little bit more. They lead by 15, 42 to 27 here on the road at Eau Claire Regis. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. A whistle right out of the timeout.
Foul on Emily.
Emily Cooper, her second. That's also the team's second foul. Just one whistle against Regis so far here in the second half. Inbounds for Regis, trap in the corner, and taking it away is Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane, no-look drop-off pass, kick out Aubrey Dorn from LMA Cooper. Back to Emily Cooper, she'll launch a three, right wing, splashed it! She's been waiting for that all night long. 5 points for Emily Cooper. Now to answer for three, a long three, long two, I thought, but no, keeping her toe just behind the line was Ashley Chilson. And she can hit them as well. 45-30 remains a 15-point game. Aubrey Dorn, kick out Kylie Jensen. Jensen back to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler has a pass kicked away. She was looking to enter it into the paint. Just under 13 minutes to go. McDonald leading 45-30. Siegenthaler out, Goulet back in. Kylie Jensen, LMA Cooper, Emily Cooper, and Aubrey Dorn on the floor for McDonald. And LMA will switch places with Kylie Jensen to inbound along the baseline. Staying near that R in Regis along the green paint and baseline to Emily Cooper in the right corner. Cooper driving baseline, goes over the top of Chilson, too strong. No. Rebound pulled down by the Ramblers' Ava Hyman. Hyman pushes it ahead to Kara Olsen, right wing. Excuse me, that's Reichert. Reichert has her pocket pick jarred loose. Ahead to LMA Cooper from Aubrey Dorn. Cooper takes the contact and rolls it in. She has 21.
That's a good spin on that one to get it to fall.
47-30. Kick into the right corner. Reichert misses a three. That one halfway down for Regis. Ashley Chilson pulls down the rebound. Loose ball foul on McDonald on the floor.
That'll be on Callie.
Well, it's time to call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 839-0707, 839-0707, or wheresgala.com. Regis basketball. Kara Olsen up top. High feed, too high for the 6'1" Chilson along the baseline. Chilson had a little position there.
Yeah.
Pass a little too tall to handle. Fairly clean second half so far. Just four fouls combined. Three against McDonald, one against Regis, as we're almost one-third of the way through the second half. Lady Max, their largest lead of the night. 17 points, 47-30. Emily Cooper up top for Kylie Jensen, high on the left. Finds LMA Cooper. LMA in the left corner outside the arc. Back out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen goes between her legs with the dribble, leaves for Emily Cooper on the right wing. Cooper drops down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to LMA Cooper, and Cooper called for a travel.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Put the ball down quick enough.
Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. cvosm.com/WOGO. You're just working around the perimeter. Trailing by 17. Annabelle Schroeder up top. They're working to the right corner. Kara Olsen. Olsen goes in, fires a pass to Ashley Chilson. Chilson is sandwiched between two McDonald defenders, and we'll see if Kylie Jentz or Kendall Heffler pick up the foul here. So Kylie picks up the foul, fourth against McDonald here in the second half. Claire Ruff is going to come into the game momentarily, and Chilson back to the line where she is 2 for 2. Chilson picking things up a bit here in the second half. She has 7 points total, and it'll stay at 7 as she's short on the first free throw. Claire Ruff comes in for Kylie Jensen. That was just the first foul on Kylie. Second attempt here for the senior Chilson, who averages a double-double. And that one is good. She is 3 for 4 from the line. 47-31. Regis with a steal on the inbounds and another whistle and a foul against McDonald. Claire Ruff picks up the foul, and Emma Klink will go to the line and shoot 2. Team's 5th foul. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. First free throw for Klink of 2, and she clanks it off the back of the rim. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. 47-31, McDonald. Klink trying to edge the Ramblers closer with a made free throw. She's short on the second free throw as well. Chilson battling valiantly for it, but better position by Goulet. Elaine Cooper ends up with a basketball. Just under 11 minutes to go in this game here in Eau Claire. McDonald puts themselves in a very good position to get a share of the Western Clover Belt Conference title with a win here tonight. They're going to need to seal the deal tomorrow, defeating Thorpe on the road. Driving in very high nice. Off the glass over Chilson is Izzy Hartman along the left baseline. Izzy with 6 points, and that was a good finish. And the McDonald senior, 49-31. McDonald on the doorstep of the half-century mark here with well over 10 minutes to go. Long three for Regis. Off the front of the rim, no offensive rebound. Put back and a foul. Ashley Chilson. Chilson looking for end one here. Again, she was held to 2 points in the first half, but too talented of a player not to at least get to her season average, and she's well on the way now with 10 points. Average is just under 15. Heffler and Goulet out. Aubrey Dorn and Katie Ruff. A little taller tandem coming in for McDonald to battle with Chilson on the boards. Chilson does not complete the end one, and Dorn immediately snares the rebound. LMA Cooper left wing. Cooper with a game-high 21 points. Maintaining the right-handed dribble between the wheels. Working off a screen. Bumped and a whistle and a foul. I think that'll go on Chilson, which would be her third. 49-33, McDonald. Exactly 10 minutes to go. That's the team's second foul against Regis. So they have a lot of fouls to give. McDonald has none left. They've committed 6. So Regis maybe shooting a lot of free throws to end the game here as they try and, again, get back into this one. LMA Cooper to inbound. She's still waiting, still looking, and a 5-second call. Well, Stelter Incorporated has a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality, and they're always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Schroeder has a pass knocked away and saved along the baseline by Izzy Hartman. The pass knocked away originally by LMA Cooper. LMA has it in the lane. Kick out. Aubrey Dorn in the left corner. Dorn passes up a 3, drops into the paint, and goes over the head of Izzy Hartman into Ashley Chilson. Regis coming the other way now with Schroeder. Schroeder down the lane, up high off the glass, and scores. Annabelle Schroeder, her first field goal. She has 4. And Regis back within 14-49-35 with under 9.5 to go.
Need a bucket here.
And a little bit of a dry spell here for McDonald. Aubrey Dorn between the wheels finds Emily Cooper on the left wing. Izzy Hartman straight on. Hartman matched up against Kara Olson, crosses over on her at the foul line, leaves for LMA Cooper. LMA pulls up from 16 feet, gets a roll. She has 23. When you need a bucket, call LMA's name tonight.
She's been hot.
That is, well, actually, she was already at her season high, past her season high of 19 previously. She had it at 21, so a new season high for LMA Cooper. Runner along the baseline, pops in and out. No for Emma Klink, and an over-the-back foul called against Regis and Kara Olson. So, again, just how about the response? I'm sure we'll talk with Coach Cooper about this afterward, and hopefully we're talking about a McDonald win. But how about the response from LMA Cooper, the freshman? Shut out on Tuesday night, did not score a point against Fall Creek, 0-4 from the field.
Yes.
Had five turnovers in that game, and now she comes back with a season high and counting here against Regis in a game McDonald just had to have for the conference standings. 51-35, though, still work to do for the Lady Macs with a lot of time remaining. Aubrey Dorn is left wide open. She'll pass up the three, goes to Emily Cooper between the wheels. Over to LMA Cooper. LMA off the screen from Aubrey Dorn. LMA, she'll try to pop another three. That one just off the mark. Rebound pulled in by the Ramblers. Ava Hyman across the timeline being hassled by Ann Siegenthaler. Hyman working off a screen from Chilson. Chilson now against Siegenthaler. She'll drive down the right side of the lane. Knocked out of bounds. Will stay with the Ramblers. Quick hands there, I believe, by Siegenthaler. 51-35, McDonald with 7:56 to play. Inbounds for Regis along the baseline. Into Schroeder. Schroeder in the paint, backing down, kicks out to Klink. Split to that right side. That's Riker. Riker for three, her third of the night. The sophomore sharpshooter. And it's an 11-point game, 51-38.
She's got a quick release, too.
Don't even think about leaving early. Here comes Regis. Emily Cooper up top to Izzy Hartman. 51-38 McDonald. Also a carry call.
Yep.
Carry called against Izzy. And keeping in mind, I was about to say before that turnover for McDonald, Regis has put themselves in the bonus, so they'll be shooting a lot with the clock stopped if McDonald commits fouls here. The Ramblers making a run after McDonald was up 17. Schroeder at midcourt. Looking for Chilson, finds her. Chilson against Dorn. Right block extended. Chilson back to Schroeder between the wheels. Kicks out. Riker has the hot hand for another three. That one pops in and out. Long rebound out to Emily Cooper. Cooper push ahead to Hartman. Hartman, beautiful euro in the lane. She lost it on the way up off the hip of Regis's Ashley Chilson and out of bounds. So McDonald inbound. Malia Cassing, 6'1" junior, is going to come in to give Ashley Chilson a breather. With just over 7 minutes to play. 13-point lead for the Lady Macs, 51-38. LMA Cooper up top. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn between the wheels. Cassing's giving her a wide berth. Out to LMA Cooper up top. LMA maintaining the dribble, crossing over on her defender, leaves for Emily Cooper. Cooper working off the screen from LMA, finds a little room for a runner off the glass and scores.
Nice shot.
Seven for Emily Cooper. Sisters helping themselves, helping each other, rather, with the screen up top. 53-38 McDonald. Just over 6.5 to play, trying to answer with a runner in and out for Rikers. And Siegenthaler with the rebound. Push ahead to Izzy Hartman. Hartman's got a one-on-one. Nice drop pass down low. Up
Very
and in
nice.
For two, Aubrey Dorn. Good look there by Izzy Hartman. Dorn now has 12 points. 55-38 McDonald. Reichert loses it, and Izzy on the floor tried to save it. Oh, she was laying on the sideline. And both teams giving each other a helping hand up. Good sportsmanship. Again, a good friendly rivalry between these two schools and programs.
Good hustle there by the girls. We've always commented on that, Caleb, how these girls are just on the floor after every loose ball.
Regis will retain possession. Drop into Chilson. Chilson had great position, and she's up and in for two.
I don't think they saw her slip in there.
She had her defender just on her back. 55-40 McDonald. Past the two-thirds mark of the second half. LMA Cooper goes behind her back, keeping that left-handed dribble up top between the wheels. Glance over to Emily Cooper, instead to Callie Goulet. Goulet back to Emily Cooper, passes up the three at the left elbow now. Cooper down the right side of the lane, off the glass, too strong. Rebound fought for and batted out to Regis, and a reach-in foul on Ann Siegenthaler with 5:39 to go. And that will send Regis to the line for a 1-1. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you Competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. We just had the line for a 1-1. Kylie Jensen is going to sub in here for Siegenthaler. That was the second foul on Ann. This is Hyman at the line. As McDonald will switch positions in the lane, so Chilson is matched up against Dorn. Free throw is good for Hyman. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Second free throw rattles in. 2 for 2 on that trip for Ava Hyman. A whistle in the backcourt and a foul against Regis. Hyman now has 4 points from the free throw line, has 10 points on the night. Fourth foul of the night committed by the Ramblers, and that was on Hyman.
Who picked up her third?
Ella Mae Cooper will take her time across the timeline here with McDonald leading 55-42. Callie Goulet up top. Swings over to Ella Mae Cooper on the left wing. To Emily Cooper up top. She's loose for a three. Bottoms it. Straight on, straight in for the senior.
She's got such a quick release and a beautiful shot.
She is not getting much room here tonight, but wow. When she has even a sliver of daylight from beyond the arc, look out. Left wing Klink. Goes opposite side, Annabelle Schroeder. Schroeder to Hyman. Hyman, a runner from 10 feet. No rebound pulled in, and that's a foul on Chilson. As Aubrey Dorn pulls in the board. And like you mentioned, Chilson just picked up her fourth, team's fifth, with 4:57 to go. Regis now employing some full court pressure. Inbounds to Ella Mae Cooper, goes to Emily Cooper. Crossing over. Right side Dorn across the timeline. Dorn long cross-court skip, Emily Cooper. Back to Dorn at the left elbow. Dorn turns in the paint, pulls it up, back at Kylie Jensen. Jensen from 15 feet, no. Rebound fought for, and Regis wins the battle. Schroeder working against Aubrey Dorn near midcourt. Crosses the timeline, left side for Ava Hyman. Tipped pass out of bounds. Good hands by Emily Cooper with 4:29 to play. McDonald leading by 16, 58-42. Checking in for McDonald. Kendall Heffler in along with Izzy Hartman. Goulet and Jensen out for Coach Cooper and the Lady Max. Inbounds back out to Rickert. She'll drop it into Chilson. And Chilson, as you mentioned, steps on the line. I think mostly white sneakers and green baselines and sidelines. We've just seen a lot of players stepping out of bounds. Maybe it's just easier to see for the officials. Whistling a foul, and I think fouling out, my goodness.
Unless they put it on one. Yep, nope, that's her fifth.
Wow, so Ashley Chilson just fouled out 80 feet from the basket, and she's got a little bit of a good-natured grin there, too. Not the foul she wanted to pick up in that situation. Again, trying to make something happen defensively. So a strong night for the senior Ashley Chilson. But she will sit. That's the sixth foul on Regis, so the next one will send McDonald to the line for a 1-1. Regis's lineup certainly got smaller with the 6-1 Chilson on the bench. Long pass goes over the head of Izzy Hartman and out of bounds into the student section. And so an unforced error by McDonald will give the ball back to the Ramblers. 58-42 it remains. McDonald with the lead.
Aubrey getting her own strength on that pass.
So Reichert's going to inbound along the baseline. Staying on that L and Claire of Eau Claire Regis. Back to Rikert, and Rikert hits the side of the backboard with her jumper. Push ahead to Ella Mae Cooper from Emily Cooper. She finds Dorn. Dorn cutting hard to the hoop along the left baseline. No, comes up short. And the rebound to Kara Olson. Olson's going to push ahead. Nice passing in the lane, and Regis will draw a foul. Annabelle Schroeder going to the line, shooting two. Eighth team foul on McDonald. This one
is
going against Izzy Hartman. Still some time here for Regis, especially given the way they've shot from beyond the arc and the fact that they can score with the clock stopped. And the first free throw is good for Schroeder. Schroeder has 5 points here tonight. Second free throw attempt. That one rattles in as well. One of the seniors for Coach Joyce, Annabelle Schroeder.
Full-time out, McDonald.
Full-time out taken by Coach Cooper. We'll take it with them back in 60 seconds. McDonald leading 58-44 with 4:02 to play here on the road at Regis. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Update from the Chi High hockey game. After two, the Cardinals and the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial knotted up at two apiece in that game there at Hobbs. 58-44, McDonald with the lead here at Eau Claire Regis. Any foul sends both teams to the line. LMA Cooper, Aubrey Dorn, Kendall Heffler, Izzy Hartman, and Emily Cooper, the five on the floor for Coach Cooper after the timeout. And a whistle and a travel called on McDonald. Servicemaster,
I don't know who they picked that up on.
Servicemaster of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Servicemaster Chippewa Valley, carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServicemasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Kara Olson near her own bench near midcourt. Drops down for Klink. They'll kick out Annabelle Schroeder. Schroeder to Hyman. Hyman right corner three. That one in and out. Rebound through the arms of Kendall Heffler to Emily Cooper. She'll loop it to LMA Cooper. Cooper puts the shoulder down, gets across the timeline. LMA at the foul line. Dropped to Kendall Heffler. Out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn now attacking down the lane. Stripped on the way to the hoop. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with McDonald. With 3:05 to play. 58-44. McDonald maintaining that lead. Looking to grow the advantage. LMA Cooper holding, waiting. Goes to outlet up top. Emily Cooper between the wheels. Emily Cooper to Aubrey Dorn in the left corner. Dorn puts it on the floor with the right hand into the paint. Working the pivot. Out to Kendall Heffler. Heffler for three. Back rim, no. Push ahead for Regis. Near midcourt, Schroeder. Schroeder back to Ava Hyman. Hyman puts it on the floor, couple bounce with the right hand, working off a screen. Leaves it over for Kara Olson. A drop to Schroeder along the baseline. Back out to Olson. Olson to Reichert. And in the left corner now, Emma Klink. Hassled out of the basketball by Izzy Hartman and LMA Cooper. It'll stay with Regis as Goulet and Jensen will check in for Kendall Heffler and Izzy Hartman.
Good tough defense there.
58-44, the score remains in favor of McDonald. Inbounds to Klink, quick touch pass to Schroeder. Goes to Hyman, right wing. Up top to Schroeder, left of the circle. Pass knocked away, but back to Ava Hyman. Near midcourt. Hyman puts it on the floor with the right hand. Down the lane, high off the glass. No rebound, pulled down with two hands. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Callie Goulet. Goulet trying to sneak a bounce pass along the baseline. It's knocked out of bounds. Quick hands there from Kara Olson. Intended recipient was LMA Cooper.
Great rebound by Aubrey.
2:13 to play. McDonald with the basketball and LMA Cooper inbounding along the baseline. Finds Emily Cooper and Cooper. Great position. She's fouled by Klink and will go to the line for the first time tonight. Emma Klink, the team's seventh foul. Second on Klink. Emily Cooper, first free throw is perfect.
She doesn't miss many.
So Cooper with 11 points. Second free throw is good as well. Got a little bit more rim, but it went down for the 89% foul shooter, and McDonald's hit 60 points. 60-44. Lead by 16 here on the road, trying to sweep the season series against Regis for the second consecutive year. On the right side, follow-away jumper pops in and out. That was halfway down for Rikers. Emily Cooper across the timeline, lost it for a moment. Ella Mae Cooper pulls it in. Back to Emily Cooper, right of the circle. Under 2 minutes to go now. McDonald with a 16-point lead here on the road at Regis. Emily Cooper left wing. Finds Ella Mae Cooper on the right. And back to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Emily Cooper against Emma Klink. He's for Ella Mae. McDonald, again, content to bleed this clock down here on the road.
Yes, they can.
Ella Mae Cooper gets by her defender. Beautiful move to the cup and finishes with the right hand. Well, she went around no less than three Regis defenders. A career-high 25 points.
Long three.
In and out. Miss for Regis. Claire Ruff's going to sub in for Ella Mae Cooper, who's going to get a well-deserved hand from her coach, her bench, and the McDonald fan section. 62-44. Drive down the lane, too strong for Hyman. Long rebound, push ahead from Claire Ruff to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn down the lane, comes to a jump stop off the glass, too strong, no. Rebound pulled in by Regis. Across the timelines, Kara Olsen. Olsen trying to go coast to coast. Yes, she will count it, and a foul. Kara Olsen, who got the start tonight, the 5'8 junior, gets her first basket and looking for more from the foul line. 48.5 seconds to play, 62-46. McDonald with a comfortable lead here. Coming up will be the post-class post-game show. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper, regale you with stats, highlights, and analysis. Look ahead on our WOGO sports calendar, which is inching closer and closer to the playoffs. Playoff hockey starts next week as Aubrey Dorn steps out. Katie Ruff, Emily Cooper, Claire Ruff, Kylie Jensen, and Ann Siegenthaler on the floor for McDonald. Free throw for Olsen, short, and rebound pulled in by Emily Cooper. 45 seconds to go. Cooper across the timeline against Klink. Leaves for Claire Ruff. Ruff across the top of the key to Kylie Jensen. Jensen at the right elbow. Over to Emily Cooper. Cooper cuts it across the foul line as well to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler drives down the lane. No. Rebound pulled in by Ava Hyman. Hyman across the logo at midcourt. Hyman high off the glass. Too strong. Rebound batted out to Siegenthaler. And Ann is off to the races. And now pulls it up at the left wing. Shoots it over to Katie Ruff. Back out to Claire Ruff. And Ruff Travel. Walked with the basketball.
Yep.
Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. Emily Cooper subs out with 10.7 seconds to play. Inbound to Ava Hyman. Hyman being ridden by Ann Siegenthaler across the timeline with 4 seconds to play. Kick out Kara Olsen for three to end the game. No. Rebound pulled in by Chloe Flanagan. And McDonald rolls on the road in the second half. They knock off Regis for the second time this season, 62-46. Your final score, McDonald's 20th victory of the season. They are now 20-2. And 12-1 in the Western Clover Belt Conference and put themselves in a very good position to get a share of the conference title and win back-to-back Clover Belt Conference crowns. Regis on the other side falls to 16-5. They are 9-4 in conference play. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes with the aforementioned post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3.5. McDonald gets back on the winning track. You're on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We begin the post-class post-game show here on the road at Regis, brought to you by post-class Amir. Chippewa Falls head coach Don Cooper joins us as McDonald wins 62-46 on the road here at Regis, now 20-2 on this season. And coach, you mentioned off the air when your second leading scorer, freshman Ella Mae Cooper, when she doesn't score, it seemed like maybe she had a little something to prove here tonight, a career-high 25 points.
That's just awesome. Like I said, I told the team how well we bounce back, resiliency, and facing adversity like with Fall Creek and bouncing back like we did tonight was just phenomenal. It was the whole group.
It was very clear, again, that Emily was going to be a focal point defensively for Regis. Again, she scored 29 against them, and she's going to be a focal point for a lot of teams. But, again, the way this entire team responded to that, Emily being patient herself and her teammates, really picking up offensively tonight.
Yes, and I thought we did a great job offensively, just patient with the basketball. They threw a lot at us, and we were very patient. So I really liked how we played offensively. Defensively, we fouled a lot and gave up a lot of rebounds. But, our second game in this week and against the Fall Creek, they're well coached, so we did good as we could.
Again, three nights, two games against, top three teams in the conference here, and you mentioned again maybe a little more flat than you would have thought compared to Fall Creek with the energy, passion, emotion that they played with on Tuesday night. Did you see what you were looking for here tonight?
I did, and I was very pleased. The girls just responded in a big way, and it was just good to see they all come together, and it was just phenomenal. We missed Maddie Geisler tonight, but it was really good just to have these girls do a really good job and bounce back.
Coach, you talk about the goals for this season, and again, you've got one game left, a quick turnaround because of this game being rescheduled the way it was, so you've got to go on the road at Thorpe tomorrow, but yep. You get that win, and you secure your second straight conference championship, even if it is a shared championship, a championship's a championship.
Absolutely, so we can't look past Thorpe, and we got to play physical. I mean, they play very physical, so we just got to play our game.
Well, Coach, again, you've also secured your spot in the top two games for the Clover Belt crossover, so we're going to see you on that Saturday, and looking forward to that as well, too. But, again, hopefully we're talking about a lot more Lady Macs basketball to come here in the coming weeks.
I think we will, and these girls, as long as they play within themselves, they're going to be really good.
Well, Coach, we'll see you for the final regular season game and then the playoffs as well. We're looking forward to every step of this journey.
All right, thank you guys for the great coverage.
As head coach Don Cooper, as McDonald wins their 20th of the season, 62-46. Now we'll take the 3.5 minute break so we can get those highlights and stats ready for you. McDonald wins by 16 on the road to sweep the season series against the Ramblers. We're back in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to the Post Class Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls here on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. They can recalibrate windshields of any make and model. Post Glass and Mirror. We'll get you those stats in a moment, but again, we've heard Coach Cooper's thoughts, your thoughts here, Mark Maloney, on the effort by this entire team. But again, a shining star tonight was Ella Mae Cooper.
Yes, you know, and again, it was a great comeback for her after the Fall Creek game, and a good wake-up call for the rest of the team. The girls played very well tonight as a team. Everybody was out there contributing. You know, and they hold Emily to a couple of points, and, you know, she's okay with that. And Aubrey's just cleaning up the rebounds, and you got people coming off the bench. Kendall Heffler does a really nice job defensively and rebounding out there, along with, Kylie Jensen and Isabel. Those guys all just do a great job. Claire Ruff coming in and scoring a couple buckets. They just are great to see them guys. Callie Goulet does a great job, too, of them girls. You know, so it's not about one or two people. I mean, we know who's going to score. Sometimes they don't score. And then somebody usually picks them up. So, again, the rebounds are needed, and that's good to see from the people like Aubrey and Kendall that do a great job cleaning up the boards. So a good team win here. So that's what they needed to come back after that Fall Creek loss.
Well, speaking of scoring, let's look at the stats here tonight. Three players in double figures for Eau Claire Regis. Seven players scored again. They were without their talented junior Carly Borst, their second-leading scorer and second-leading rebounder. Ashley Chilson was held 3 points below her season average, but she still had 12, 10 of those in the second half. 11 for talented sophomore Izzy Riker, 10 for Ava Hyman. Also 6 points for Annabelle Schroeder, 3 for Emma Klink, 2 apiece for Kira Olson and Malia Cassing. On the other side for McDonald, 12 in the first half, 13 in the second half, a career high 25 points for freshman point guard Ella Mae Cooper to lead all scorers. 12 points apiece for the two captains, Aubrey Dorn and Emily Cooper, 6 for Izzy Hartman, 5 for Kylie Jensen, and 2 for Claire Ruff, as 6 Lady Max players scored, and they also had 3 in double figures here tonight.
Yes, and again, that's the good part. That's what's nice to see, is the contribution from every person on this team, and that's what's going to, in my opinion, it's going to push these guys all the way to state.
Well, we're going to take our final break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, then get the highlights, and then bid you adieu from Eau Claire Regis. McDonald wins at 62-46. Those highlights coming up in 3 minutes here on WOGO as we finish up the Post-Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets, with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
Time to finish up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonald sweeps the season series against Eau Claire Regis, winning this one 62-46 on the road here in Eau Claire. It's the 20th victory of the season for the Lady Max. Let's hear how the second half sounded. Your highlights as they sounded on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Cooper left wing. Cooper drops at the high post of the foul line out to LMA Cooper, who had a game-high 12 points in the first half. LMA trying to stay hot. She is. 14-foot jumper in the lane here in the second half. Up top, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn wide open for three. She can hit him, too.
We'll take it.
Straight on, straight in, Aubrey Dorn into double digits. ForKids.com. Nice block by Aubrey Dorn down low as Chilson had some pretty good position. Now LMA Cooper wants to run the other way. Cooper to Izzy Hartman. Hartman going in high off the glass and scores. Size at 5'11". LMA Cooper steals it from Emma Klink. Cooper now one-on-one against Klink. Goes hard to the rack. Scores counted. And a foul hoop and harm for the McDonald freshman. She has 16 looking for more. Fine, quick touch pass out to Kylie Jensen. Back to LMA Cooper. Cooper down the lane off the back rim. Gets the shooter's touch. She's got it rolling tonight. 19 for LMA Cooper. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out, be back after trap in the corner. And taking it away is Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. No-look drop-off pass. Kick out Aubrey Dorn from LMA Cooper. Back to Emily Cooper. She'll launch a three right wing. Splashed it. She's been waiting for that all night long. Hyman pushes ahead to Kara Olsen, right wing. That's Reichert. Reichert has her pocket pick jarred loose. Ahead to LMA Cooper from Aubrey Dorn. Cooper takes the contact and rolls it in. She has 21.
That's a good spin on that one to get it to fall.
Izzy Hartman straight on. Hartman matched up against Kara Olsen. Crosses over on her at the foul line. Leaves for LMA Cooper. LMA pulls up from 16 feet. Gets a roll. She has 23. When you need a bucket, call LMA's name tonight. Cooper up top. LMA maintaining the dribble, crossing over on her defender, leaves for Emily Cooper. Cooper working off the screen from LMA, finds a little room for a runner off the glass and scores.
Nice shot.
McDonald leading 55-42. Callie Goulet up top. Swings over to LMA Cooper on the left wing. To Emily Cooper up top. She's loose for a three. Bottoms it. Straight on, straight in for the senior.
She's got such a quick release and a beautiful shot.
Can content to bleed this clock down here on the road.
Yes, they can.
LMA Cooper gets by her defender. Beautiful move to the cup and finishes with the right hand. Oh, she went around no less than three Regis defenders. A career-high 25 points.
Long three.
And that's how it sounded in the second half. McDonald rolling on the road here at Regis. Check out WOGO.com at our sports schedule to see where we'll be next. Final regular season game will be the Cloverbelt crossover on Saturday the 17th. So opponent and time still TBD, but I believe that one was actually switched to the evening now from the afternoon. And again, we have some playoff hockey coming up next week as well. And then Mark Halverson on the road tomorrow night. Chi-Hi boys basketball on the road at Menominee, and the number one ranked Chi-Hi boys hockey team this coming Thursday the 15th will take on either Eau Claire North or DC Everest. And then on Friday of next week, the Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres girls hockey team against the Eau Claire area Stars. That'll do it. Thank you to Val Knobloch for Max TV joining us here tonight, and Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Eau Claire Regis High School. Once again, your final score: the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers fall to your McDonald Central Max 62-46. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Eau Claire.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union,
and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.